League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
To Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm pretty sure, now, Art says that was in a satire account where Dustin Johnson said that. I'm pretty sure he said, I thought it was on a Yard Barker. But I'll have to look and see. I might have gotten God again. But back to Dombe. Have you seen the videos, Lance?
Yeah, it's fine.
It's
not
different,
like this.
Though. It's different.
I was right. It's all right. It's fine.
It's not arm boxing because they're not taped together.
And they're not chained
arm
to a
arm boxing is different.
Yeah, it's
they're not
different.
Doing it over the table. It's different.
They're not
Dombe
chained.
For those of you who don't know, arm boxing is a new sport in Russia, which is just awesome, where guys are taped, their left hands are taped together, and they're wailing on each other with their right hand, much like Slapfest, only with not even a boxing glove on, just taped up.
It's punch, counterpunch, punch, counterpunch.
Just awesome.
You try to
and they're chained to the they're chained to the table and tied to each other. So,
yeah. Dombe is you don't have to hold hands, you don't have to. It's just you only have one hand that's taped up, and you try to club the other guy, and that's fine. But Dombe doesn't like the fact that arm boxing's getting this. Hey, we're the league. Well, then put more videos out, because all I know is this thing is brutal. These looks like two MMA fighters who are trying to. Now I say it's brutal. In the only thing that we saw, both guys slipped some punches. I mean, it really. I'm sure there's some pretty bad knockouts, and when you get knocked out. You're chained to a table and taped to the other guy. His hand, like that's got to be a little weird. Oh, don't worry, I'm going to be looking for more videos.
Well, do you know what is awesome?
Off.
Do you know what's awesome too? And I'm watching right now is Khabib basketball. Have you seen this?
Oh, yeah, that's more Russian fighting, right? Basketball
it's
fighting.
Wrestle ball in Russia. I mean, talk about. You tackle each other, you run with the ball, tackle, and then you got to just try to make a basket. And while you're being hit, there's no fouls. It's just it's rugby with basketball.
Yeah, no.
I love this.
I'm telling
this
you.
This is an awesome sport.
Russia has some brutal sports. Go look for the one where they have group fighting. And then that one is another one that's wild. Russia has a lot of games that involve punching and fighting.
I'll never forget Joe Rogan. He said, Joe Rogan said, I just can't watch football because it's just not real, like MMA fighting. I mean, you're in there and you could, you're putting your life on the line.
Yeah.
This is mortal. This is combat, right?
He said, I can't watch a ball sport necessarily.
I can't watch a ball sport. I just can't watch a ball sport because it's not nearly as good. All of Russia's sports? Holy crap.
Well, they play for keeps.
Holy crap. You got to be a man to be playing Russian sports. Wow. Joe Rogan would be like, oh, I can watch this. I can watch this. I can watch this.
Okay, here it is. Just go ahead and you can just type in five versus five team fighting. And it was the TFC. I can't remember what the TFC stood for. But just go ahead and Google that while we're doing the show. And
what is it?
It's called the
TFC.
TFC. It's five on five team fighting. Five on five team fighting, and it's called TFC League for whatever TFC. I'm trying to see what TFC stood for, but it's pretty rough when you, like I said, when one of your guys goes down, they can basically take over and start, fighting.
So it's not. So then it's 5-on-4.
Well, then
one
it
of your
turns
guys
into 5-on-4, then 3-on-1. Yeah, so as soon as one of your guys goes down, your team's pretty much going to lose. Like, you can't win.
Holy.
Because a bunch of guys will jump
goodness.
On
goodness.
Are you looking at it right now?
Yeah. This is brutal. Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
I love this.
This is what Russians do. What can we do? It's very cold and there's no crops in the field. Maybe we get five people together on one side and five on the other, and we have fight. Then what happened when you beat your man? You jump on and fight other man to help your team. Okay, so we call this sport? Yeah, it's a sport. What do we call it? Team fighting championship. Okay. Good enough.
It gets down to, there's 5-on-1 until the refs decide that he's had enough.
Rugby meets, you
beat him. Five guys beat him senseless.
Yeah, I've actually seen this. They do something similar, I want to say, in Italy. It's the ancient sport of Kila, K-I-L-A, as you mentioned, rugby. I think that's what I may have seen, too, that was on Vice Sports, that it was just unbelievably brutal, where it was a combination of you could fight at any point, but you also had your team was trying to get the ball to a certain spot, but you could have full on fist fights on the field. It was, man, I'm just telling you, there are some sports around the world that are way different, but it just feels like everything Russia does is like, how good have you ever heard about how good Russia's baseball team is? Yeah, internationally. You ever heard about a good baseball team for Russia? Who's your favorite Russian baseball player? Nobody ever.
Yeah. No.
How about your favorite? You don't hear about a lot of Russian basketball players anymore as well. You used to, and every once in a while you may get some. Russian boxers, heard about that. You know why? Because
Russian hockey players?
There's good Russian hockey players, yeah.
Because it's a brutal sport.
But you know what Russia, now, are there MMA fighters? Absolutely. All their athletes are also playing in sports where you can fight. What is this sport? Well, so it involves you take a ball and you try to get from here to here. But in the midst of all this, you can have a fist fight. Okay. Well, what about this sport? Well, have you ever played Red Rover? Yeah. Well, this is the same, but when you go over, instead of trying to break their arms across, you fist fight everybody. Oh, okay. What's this? Well, it's Duck Duck Goose. But it's similar, but you go duck, 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 fight, and then you tap somebody on the head and you immediately fight them. Oh, okay. What's this one? Well, it's hide and go seek, but when you find someone, you have to immediately fight them. Okay. So basically, Russia takes every game that you ever thought of in your entire life. What is this? It's Chinese freeze tag, only when you try to climb through someone's leg, you immediately get punched in the face because it's Russian freeze tag, which involves a substantial amount of fighting. Okay.
I never heard of Chinese free tag.
Chinese freeze tag was, I don't know how China got thrown into it, but you could unfreeze somebody by climbing through on your hands and knees, just like climbing through their legs real fast after they're frozen, then they're unfrozen. It's kind of like when your queen gets to the, or when your pawn gets to the other side of the chessboard and you get a queen back maybe, or you get a piece back. It's kind of like that, the same concept.
Okay. Only different. Well, Dan Campbell might be Russian because he said he will beat your ass. He, on Hard Knocks, will play it for you on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5
in all of football.
And 92.5. Billy Lucci's roommate.
Yeah.
We will play that on the other side. But right now we're talking about Absolute Marble and Granite. We're talking about Jeff Aronoff and in a hotel room here. Jeff Aronoff has put every vanity in hotel rooms before, or countertops in hotel rooms before. That's what Jeff Aronoff does. Not only does he do houses, but he does also a lot of commercial work as well. And Jeff Aronoff is a guy who makes it just look better, period. I mean, you got to change that vanity. You got to change that bathtub. You got to change that shower because it's gross. Okay, you're not going to sell your house if your bathroom is gross. And this is what happens over the years. Stuff happens. You got to upgrade. You got to make it look better. Your countertops, they're shungad. Your cabinets, what? Jeff Aronoff comes and he changes all that. Your flooring, he can redo all of your floors as well. Well, no matter what it is, he's going to make your house look better. He's going to make it more valuable, and he's going to help you sell that when you enter. He did it with ours, and he'll do it with yours. You're looking for a great way to upgrade that home or business, or inside or out. It's got to be a big job, no small jobs. 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822, Absolute Marble and Granite.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
For over 50 years, Allstate Windows and Siding has helped homeowners reduce outdoor noise, enhance the appearance, and increase energy efficiency of their homes. They're built for Texas. Their wind-tested, hurricane-strength windows and siding are Texas tough to sustain weather elements like rain, wind, hail. It's all covered. It's never been easier to upgrade your windows or replace your siding. Call 832-204-1936 and get 33% off windows or $3,000 off complete siding jobs through Labor Day. Call 713-204-1936 or allstatewindowsandsiding.com.
Do you have aspirations of growing your business as big as Texas? Well, we want to help you accomplish those goals. Choose Veritex Community Bank as your banking partner. Find out what the 10th largest bank in Texas can do for you. Visit veritexbank.com. Member FDIC.
ESPN 97.5 is your home for Texas A&M Athletics. Catch all the football and basketball action right here as the Aggies make their way through the SEC. Only on ESPN 97.5. Giga Mags.
Hey, guys, if you're looking for a vehicle, might I suggest my friends over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. I've known Craig DeSerf for, decade and a half. Been a big fan. I'm a big fan of the person. Look, the car stuff, you can find the same cars at a lot of different, you know, I'm not telling you that Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick GMC has cars that other places don't have. The difference is the people selling the cars. You don't get hassled and hustled. I hate when people bum rush me when you drive into a parking lot. I know you're the same way. Just like, let us breathe a little bit. I know it's also a big, big hassle when you have people trying to push you during the car buying process because you're just shopping. You may not be buying a vehicle, and they understand that. The customer service is one of the tops in the entire state. They win the customer service index year after year after year over there, whether it's standard service or if you need something done to the vehicle more substantial. They've got a great collision department as well. But the best part is you get really fair prices, and you get the best trade-in values you're going to find on the market. Go with the company who is going to take care of you like you're a neighbor, like you're a brother-in-law, like you're a friend. And that's Craig DeSerf, and that's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. You can shop online at LanceZCars.com. That's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Hi, right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Did you see Rodolfo Castro last night?
I did not.
Rodolfo Castro is a Pittsburgh Pirate. And he slid headfirst into third base. And his iPhone fell out of his pocket. The umpire had to show him, "There, hey, you dropped your phone,
bro."
So he gets up, he takes the phone, and he's going to hand it to the third base coach, and the third base coach just looks down and just goes, and he finally takes the phone from him.
Dude, you had to bring your phone in your pants while you're
pants
playing. You couldn't take a break for a couple of innings.
Oh, for your at bat?
I thought my kids were bad. I thought for my your kids at were bat. Bad. Now.
You couldn't leave it for your at bat.
Oh my gosh.
It's just unbelievable. Rodolfo Castro, he'll forever be the phone guy. Now, who's the most famous phone guy in sports?
Joe Horn.
Joe Horn.
Yeah.
Joe Horn, most famous phone guy. Got fined for it. Took the phone out of the from underneath the goalpost pad.
Who was it who recently copied that? Was it Juju or
somebody did?
Was it Antonio Brown?
But I think they were just
the Joe
faking
Horn celebration.
I think he was just he didn't have a phone. He just faked like he had a phone.
Are you sure? Well, because they did the whole going under the pad. You may be right.
I think he, yeah, I think, I don't think he did. I don't, I think he just mimicked the whole act.
Michael Thomas recreates Joe Horn's cell phone. That was Michael Thomas. No. Wow, that was back in 2018. When
Michael Thomas used to play.
Yeah, back when he used to play football.
Right.
We'll see
right,
him again
right.
this year.
2018?
Dude, no, he actually pulled out a cell phone.
Oh, he did?
Oh, yeah. No, he pulled out a cell phone. You thought Mike Thomas was going to go halfway? No.
No.
Mike Thomas actually pulled out the cell phone from under. Said, he had planted it in that. He probably had two of them. One in
whatever,
each.
Goodell. Whatever. This is what I'm doing. I'm doing me. Dan Campbell's different now. His press conference where he would cut you at your knees or whatever that was that he was talking about.
Yeah.
It was like, wow, dude is intense. Well, they're on Hard Knocks now. And this, I don't know, was this the opening speech?
Probably I'm so, not, yeah.
I think it might have been. I saw somewhere where some of the opening
because that's usually
speech,
they start with something that's super aggressive or confrontational or eye-opening is their first scene all the time.
Yeah.
Ba-da-da-da.
So here, it's really quick, so listen up.
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes, I will beat your ass.
It doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes, I will beat your ass.
Now, you hear that without context. Well, we don't have any context because I didn't watch Hard Knocks. I got to see if I have it set up to record. I need to watch it. I like it when I watch it. It just seems like lately it's been a chore to get started. But once I watch it, I like it again because I watched it
I've never been a fan.
Yeah,
I've
always liked it. I think it's a well-done documentary piece. But although it's – they pick and choose – like, when they came here to Houston, I wasn't here at the station, so you probably never heard this, but the producer, somebody for the Texans had the producer of Hard Knocks reach out to me, or one of the producers or directors, and I told him, okay, here are some guys that you might want to follow. And I was keeping up with the team way, way closer than, like, right now, all the specifics. And I'd been to all the camps and during OTAs, things like that. And I said, Charles James is the guy. Because I've watched it a lot of times, so I know, you know, you follow the rookie, you follow the veteran, you follow the family guy, and then you follow, and then there's that one guy that no one really knows about. And I said, Charles James needs to be that guy. That's a guy that you guys probably need to follow. And so you went through the whole process. It's very, very formulaic. I think it's pretty good. Now, what do you think he was talking about there? He's probably not talking about fighting his own players and team. He's probably talking about that's his mentality. He's probably talking about that's the mentality you have to have. If you didn't know right. better, you'd say, hey, and I'm just going to tell you guys right now, hey, I don't care if you have one ass cheek and three toes, I will beat your ass. So if you step to me during practice and you come out of order to me, I'm going to beat your ass. That's probably not what he said. Probably not how he meant it.
Or, you know, if you have one ass cheek and three toes, you know, if
he's basically
you know,
saying
if the guy,
there's no mercy.
Yeah. If the guy across from you is less than you or
no mercy
has a disability, there's not a lot of disability players in the NFL.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Shaquem Griffin.
Yeah, I think the list is short.
That was about the list. You maybe have somebody who's maybe legally blind.
Tom Dempsey.
Yeah, I don't think he's beating up the guy at the half foot who passed away.
Yeah, no. I mean, but he didn't have any toes on that one foot, right?
I mean, there's guys who clearly can't see or who have bad hands, but I don't know that that's considered disabled if you just have terrible hands in your receiver.
Right.
Although I'd say you need to have hands if you're playing a position.
Not, well, you got
Are nothing. You disabled if you're a slow corner? Is that the same? I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so. I think he's just saying, I don't care who you are, there's no mercy across from you, and that's how we need to be. Without watching it at all, that's my guess is what he said.
That probably, but I don't care about the context. I'm going to beat your ass, that's all. I don't
care
if you have one. I don't know, what is half an ass cheek?
Dan Campbell is all you need to know. I don't care about all that. This is what I care about. Their head coach could beat up everyone else's head coach.
Yeah, Dan Campbell. Okay.
More than likely.
Okay, is there any other head coach that what if okay?
Well, he's got attitude and size, and he's not an old guy, so he's pretty much the total package when it comes to coach fighting. I can't really think of somebody who would like. I'm looking up and down the list. You know what's his name? Sean, not Sean McVay, but what's his name in Buffalo? Oh, the head coach,
McDermott.
McDermott's probably pretty scrappy. He's kind of rocked up, too. Miami, Mike McDaniels, he'll get buried. He has no
Peterson is feisty.
Oh, Robert Saleh.
Ooh, Vrabel.
Vrabel, Saleh. Okay, I need to slow down here.
Saleh,
me acting
yeah.
like Dan Campbell's this default champ. I need to slow down. First of all, Robert Saleh is going to be in the mix. Vrabel is going to be in the mix. I don't think Tomlin is going to win that. I don't think...
No, he's a little older now.
I don't think Lovey, not Peterson. Who's with the Raiders? Oh, Josh McDaniel.
McDaniel, no.
I don't think so. Denver, Kansas City, Andy ain't beat anybody. But Chargers, no.
No. Staley, no.
Staley's an offensive guy. He's not going to win that.
Stefanski?
Dallas for sure not. Who's the Giants head coach now? Oh, Daboll. He ain't winning.
No. No. Eagles. Stefanski.
Ron Rivera's too old. Ron Rivera's going to be.
He would have been a guy.
He'll give you hell for the first 15 seconds.
Yeah.
He's going to give you hell for the first 15.
Yeah. There's the.
What about LaFleur? He's smaller, right?
No.
He's going to be a little smaller.
He's one of the stylish head coach. He's one of the. What do they call that when you're...
Yeah, but he could be a bro. I mean, he could be a bro who's willing to throw some hands.
He and McVay.
Not Minnesota. Kevin O'Connell. Backup quarterbacks can't win.
No.
Matt Rhule, gas out.
Yeah, so would McCarthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Saints have Dennis Allen. I don't think so. Although that could
I
be a
don't
sneaky
know. He's
one.
A tough.
Dennis
don't
Allen
know.
Could be sneaky Allen, tough. Yeah,
Dennis Allen is sneaky tough.
Could be sneaky tough. Byron Leftwich. I don't feel like Leftwich would be in the mix there, but maybe.
Pete's got to just
Pete
stand
Carroll,
and watch.
No
he's
chance.
80. He's 90
now,
years old.
Is going to have a reach disadvantage, but McVay is going to be in there.
No.
Oh, he's got
one
little
of
man
the
stuff working.
He and LaFleur are metrosexual coaches.
No, okay. dude, that's Baby Gruden. He's gone. I think he's fired up, but he can't win. That's a totally different weight class. Like Dan Campbell, Vrabel, and Saleh are in a different class. You know who I think is going to be sneaky tough? John Harbaugh.
Yeah.
I have a feeling John Harbaugh, probably Mike Tomlin, John Harbaugh, Dennis Allen. They're in that next list of coach fighting that we'd need to keep an eye on.
Right. What about Peterson?
I mean, Doug probably, you know what? Doug probably packs a punch.
Yeah.
He's got those big, fat, meaty hands that he could, you know, bam.
Right.
I could do a show like this for an hour.
Well, we did it for one segment. And it's time to talk
Cliff
about.
Kingsbury's not.
No, like, he's in the. He's
fighting here.
He's in the metrosexual category.
Well, okay. Maybe that's a weight class.
McVay. That's the metrosexual weight class. McVay.
Why are you putting McVay in there? Just because
LaFleur. Because he's got a model for a girlfriend.
Hold on. Yeah, but that's
he's
what
always
I'm
got the perfect. His hair is always perfect.
Tony Siragusa had a hot wife also. You calling him metrosexual? No. I mean,
no.
Thoughts and prayers.
But McVay?
Tony. I don't know that you. What is McVay? McVay's a
LaFleur,
hard ass.
LaFleur.
I get
McDaniel,
it with LaFleur.
Not McDaniel, Cliff, McVay, and maybe McVay's the toughest
See,
of them. Okay,
think,
I'll give you that.
Mike McDaniel's not a metrosexual. He's more of a – he's from Kyle Shanahan's. See, everybody who comes from that tree, you're just putting in the same category, I've noticed. If
right.
you came from that Kyle Shanahan slash Mike Shanahan tree, where Mike was a hard – Mike was a red ass. Kyle Shanahan, I don't think, is a metro either.
Kyle's in there.
Kyle's not a metrosexual. Kyle,
yeah, he is.
How?
He's a skinny little dude.
That doesn't make him a metrosexual.
He's got a tattoo of. He's got Chris Sims tattoo on.
I can't
on
argue
him.
That. I mean, that's a decent okay. point. That's a decent point. But that also could make him a bro, and that's different too. And I think he was a bro at one time, but. But I think Kyle Shanahan is also Mike Shanahan's son. And he's not a nice, by the way, Kyle Shanahan's not really a friendly guy. He's not a friendly, hey, what's up, guy? Hey, good to see you. He's not that at all. He's actually kind of mean. You ever try to talk to Kyle Shanahan? He has no interest in talking to you. None.
No.
I have never tried to talk to him. Well, don't. Do me a favor. Don't try to talk to him.
I'm not talking to him.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not talking to him, all right? That's it. Yeah, I just think that they're the metro. What about Arthur Smith? What about Arthur Smith?
Arthur Smith's a bigger dude. Arthur Smith's in the Matt Rhule category.
That's what I'm saying. He's a little bit bigger.
Arthur Smith, Matt Rhule. I'm going to put – see, I don't know.
What about Sirianni?
Where are we putting Zach Taylor?
Ooh, what about Todd? Hey, Todd Bowles.
Yeah, Todd's older now. He's in his 60s. Oh, okay. I just got Kyle Shanahan is 100% metrosexual. That comes from an agent.
Brandon Staley. This is the metrosexual division. LaFleur. Stefanski might be in there. Zach Taylor.
You're just going by looks, which is probably fair because that's kind of how
I'm putting McVay in there. I'm putting McDaniel in there. I'm putting Cliff in there. I'm putting Kyle Shanahan in there.
All right, then I'm going to put this category together. I'm going to go Doug Peterson, Lovie Smith, Todd Bowles. It's kind of an older, it's a little bit older category.
Yeah, okay. Senior division. The senior division.
Yeah, that's fine. Pete Carroll, which I feel bad about making Pete fight. I may not do that.
Belichick gets in the senior.
He's got to be in there.
About Frank Reich? He's got to be. Yeah, he's gotta be in there.
Hey, now Frank Reich's in there, but Frank Reich's maybe got a shot.
Where's Nathaniel Hackett?
Probably and Matt in your Eberflus. Metro.
Where's Eberflus?
Yeah. Eberflus is going to be in. How big is Eberflus? I feel like he's going to be in the bracket with Matt Rhule.
Probably.
I'm trying to remember what he looks like because Eberflus sounds like a Midwestern, kind of a chunky Midwestern guy.
Right.
What's your name? Matt Eberflus. Where are you from? Youngstown, Ohio.
Then you got the heavyweight division with Daboll. I think Arthur Smith belongs in there.
Yeah.
I think Andy Reid belongs in there.
You think?
But he's got to be in the senior heavyweight division.
Well, you got to put him in one or the other. He can only be senior heavyweight. One of the
He's got his own division. He's a senior heavyweight. Right? And the heavyweights, I think that's it. That's the heavyweight division now. Used to be you could be a fat head coach. Not anymore. You gotta lean up. You gotta lean down if you want to be an NFL head coach. You gotta look like LaFleur and McVay. Otherwise you ain't getting a job. Like Cliff. You ain't getting a job. You know who gets the job? Who got your job? Was Billy over at Aqueduct Plumbing.
He got the job done. Because I went with another company, John, that did the initial. Well, what happened was they did this, the kitchen work, and so we had kitchen issues. And what happened was when Aqueduct got into it, they said, listen, you have a kitchen line issue, but you have an issue with your main line also is backing back up. And it made sense because there were times where it smelled like, you could smell it was a scent. I don't know if it was sewage or what it was. And it's because the line was belling. It was not slanted and graded properly. And when they started digging that up and digging the line up, then they found a concrete line that had been put in. Must have been 61 from the half bath that we had. So there were three different lines. One that was concrete needed to be replaced. Two that were not slanted and graded properly so that they would clear properly. And that's what happens is if you have someone do a cut rate job, even if you certainly don't hire them to do a cut rate job. But what happens is you have to have somebody like Aqueduct come back and clean up the mess and do it the right way. Why not hire Aqueduct Plumbing to do it the right way the first time? They'll give you honest assessments. The work gets done in a timely fashion. But more importantly, it gets done right, and it gets done right the first time.
Absolutely, and it's easy. 281-488-6238, 281-488-6238, or thebenchplumbing.com.
ESPN 97.5.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions.
Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's. Reese's.
Reese's.
Reese's.
Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you old stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut butter cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
Hey guys, Bobby Harrell from Backview Brewing here. Just dropping in to tell you about our new seasonal King's Brow. A German Fest beer perfect for Oktoberfest season, but still can handle this Texas heat. Available through the end of September, but while supplies last. So don't sleep on it. Go out and grab you some. Just going to drop a quick note about our flagship Pilsner beer, Blue Testament. It's an American Pilsner brewed with Texas blue corn and now Texas grown and malted Pilsner malt. It's going to give you a crisp German Pilsner aspect to the front of the palate while it smooths out thanks to the corn and the sweetness on the back of the palate. Cheers.
Incubus, live. Friday, August 19th, the Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion. One incredible night with Incubus. With special guests, Sublime with Rome and the Aqua Dolls. Incubus. On sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Part of the Xfinity Concert Series.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Hi, Tom Baudet with a shout-out to Uncle Rick. You know him. He shows up at the family reunion in a muscle shirt without muscles, stealing noses off the kids' faces. He brings a nugget of wisdom, too, like staying at Motel 6. They have clean, comfortable rooms where he can kick off his flip-flops and great low rates, which is handy since he's always saving up for a speedboat or something. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you, Rick.
Godfather of Houston Sports Radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Okay, what did we miss today? That's the question. Anything that we
Yeah, I've got something for you.
What'd we get? What'd we not get to?
Did you? Well, two things. RJ just sent something. Speaking of the tattoo bros, like Chris Sims, and it was Chris Sims, Kyle Shanahan, and it was another wide receiver who they all got their initials, everybody's initials tattooed on their ankles. Well, Lil Uzi Vert, Steve Lacy, and Kanye West all got tattoos, matching tattoos on their arms yesterday. That's sweet. That's kind of cute.
Yeah, it is cute, I guess. I don't know.
Matching tattoos is extremely cute, John. Also, Michael
Jordan. Who would you get matching tattoos with?
You, obviously.
Chris Solis.
No, you.
No, I'm not in your little tattoo group.
Yes, I spend more time with you than Chris Solis. So, yes, me and
you
are getting
Chris
tattoos.
Solis, Johnny, and the cold weather idiot.
Nope, I would get it with you. Too bad.
I'm out.
You're in. That's your tattoo group's just a bunch of dudes who buy each other pants. So I'm
Did we mention that the Astros had the best record in the American League?
You mentioned it, yep.
I'm not sure.
Technically.
We didn't mention Serena retired.
We did yesterday.
Yesterday we did.
Yeah, we did. Greatest athlete of female athlete of all time. I mean, one could argue, you know, her. You could put her platitudes up against and awards up against any athlete of any gender. I mean, she was just phenomenal. But she's the best. I mean, I think Sue Bird deserves consideration after 20 years of doing it. She was in a team sport as opposed to an individual sport. And obviously, you know, when you're really great in an individual sport, you kind of stand alone. When you're a team sport, there's certain things you have to do to fit in with the team. But I think Sue Bird, Diana Taurasi, there have been track athletes who are really good. But, I mean, Serena's the champ. I mean, Serena did it better and at a higher level and longer when you compare everything together. And, yeah, it does help that she was in an individual sport. I mean, it is what it is. But did you see the GOAT, Michael Jordan? Did you see his jersey, the game-worn jersey from his last NBA Finals win is hitting the auction block? And it's estimated to sell at, what do you think? This is the last dance season.
I'm going to his last jersey from his last championship.
He had 33 points against the Jazz. And
his last jersey is going to sell for three.
No. Wait a minute. TMZ has learned the Chicago Bulls gear is from game one of the NBA Finals, also known as the MJ's iconic last dance season. He had 33 points, but they lost to the Jazz, but they ultimately won the series 4-2.
That's not going to go for as much.
Well, how much do you think?
The very last jersey is a different story. I don't know.
It's a game-worn jersey from his last season.
Last season.
So it's game-worn jersey. What's it estimated at? And you can tell it has been worn, by the way.
$1.7 million.
Higher.
$3.8 million.
Three. That's what it's – would you go over or under that?
My initial thing was going to say three, but not for that jersey, for the last ever jersey.
It's the last final series. So it's the only jersey you're going to get out of that final series.
Oh,
it's the last final series. Sotheby's Auction said the rare piece is one of the most coveted items for collectors. It's one of just two finals jerseys to ever appear at the auction from any of his six championships.
Wow. Well, so that makes it more
supply
valuable.
Supply is really low.
So one more thing before we go, ESPN is out on the Big Ten. ESPN is out of talks. They wanted $380 million a year for 7 years, and ESPN would not have any rights to they would have secondary rights to football games.
Listen, John, let's talk about this for a quick second. How did ESPN, people forget about this, but there was a bloodletting that started happening about 4 years ago where ESPN had to cut like 200 people. My friend Adam Kaplan got let go with a year and a half left on his contract. They had to pay him for a year and a half. After the first year was done, the next half a year, he got a raise while they cut him. And the reason ESPN got there where they was because of cord cutting, two things, cord cutting combined with outrageous rights fees for televised sports. And now ESPN, they understand they still have to be in the televised sports game. And of course, ESPN Plus has really done a much better job of picking up the pieces from the cord cutters. With that said, John, I don't think they're going to get bludgeoned with TV rights anymore. They're going to say this is a number that makes sense, and they're going to stick with that.
So ESPN has been broadcasting Big Ten football since 1982, 40 years, and they're out. They just said we can't. Sorry,
rights fees. That's how they got in trouble last time. They can't do
it. We're talking about billions of dollars, and they said nah, we're out.
I mean, but they're also in on SEC, so you got to make a choice.
Right, and Fox owns 61% of the Big Ten network. They'll remain the conference's primary rights holder, with CBS and NBC set to join too.
You know, I'm getting tickets from an advertiser or soon to be advertiser for Texas and Alabama, and he's going to take care of the wife and son and all that stuff. So we're going to go to the game. You know what I'd forgotten about because it didn't really matter to me as much at that particular time? That's an 11 o'clock game. That is an 11 o'clock game between Texas and Alabama.
That's so dumb. That's so dumb.
It's Fox Sports 1 or whatever.
There's only a handful. There's maybe a handful of important games every week. That's an important game. In the second week of the season, that's probably the biggest game.
I think
they're going to play it at 11.
Fox Sports wants to have the biggest game at that time frame. I think that's what they're doing every week. I think
I know they do that all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Fox Sports.
They
want to
own that time slot.
11 o'clock time slot? Really? I mean, okay. I guess. Yeah. No, they put on their big football show or whatever it is. You know, the big show.
With
I don't
Bob
know what
Stoops,
they call it.
Well, yeah. With yeah. Bob Stoops and Matt Leinart and Reggie Bush. Yeah.
Right.
Know what you're talking about.
Right. A bunch of bros. Mm-hmm. Bunch of bros on there.
Bunch of bros. Bob Stoops.
Bob Stoops is a bro. Hey, bro. We got news of the weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. First, do you know what's not weird? Me drinking Coors Light. It's just not weird. You know why it's not weird? It's because it happens all the time. That's not weird. Weird means it's something that rarely happens or it's kind of amazing that it happens. Me drinking Coors Light is something that happens on a daily basis. And there's a reason for that because I love it. And you'll love it too. I love when I get that call. My buddy Wayne goes, we were playing golf and he goes, man, that first Coors Light just tastes so good. Hot day. You gotta keep Texas chill out there. You gotta do your part. And when you see those blue mountains and how cold and wonderful they are, it's like, wow, that just tastes so good. That first one, but then that second one, if eighth one and that 20th one tastes good too. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. Look, if you're looking for a great way to get cold, clean, crisp, and refreshed, if you're looking for a great way to keep Texas chill, do your part. I can't do it all. I can try, but I can't do it all. You got to do your part too. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. It's the world's most refreshing beer. Keep Texas chill, people. Get yourself some Coors Light.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Oh, are you seeing these readings? This is incredible.
Short-staffed, Marco's climate research facility is in the eye of the storm. The atmospheric pressure to find more weather specialists is mounting.
Man, this is going to be a big job. We're going to need a bigger team.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Need an appliance? Shop the new appliance truckload event at Lowe's. Going on now. From refrigerators and ranges to dishwashers and laundry pairs, we have a large selection of appliances from the brands you trust. Plus, get store-wide savings by shopping other in-stock categories. Go to your local Lowe's store or visit Lowe's.com to shop the appliance truckload event and find what you need now. While supplies last, valid through 8/17.
David Gow of Gow Media here, and I want to talk to you about the team at HR&P. HR&P provides top-flight HR and payroll solutions for your business. We've worked with HR&P for seemingly forever, and they're our partners for every HR question. When we needed advice on handling COVID-related questions, we called HR&P. When we had an employee misbehave, no, it wasn't Granado, we called HR&P. They're the best. They save us money. Go to HRP.net to learn more.
The biggest pro football overlays in Vegas are back with $12 million in guaranteed prizes only at Circa Sports with two ways to win and no rake. Circa Million with quarterly payouts and 100% payback. And Circa Survivor. Select one team each week with no point spread. Take in the big money with $12 million in guaranteed prizes. Enter in Vegas. Play from anywhere. Visit CircaSports.com for details.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
All right. News of the Weird brought to you by Simple Seats. Better prices, no fees. It is that simple. Hey, Lance, I got a question for you. Are you going to watch the House of Dragons?
Yes.
Yeah, no, right?
Yeah.
Do you know the guy who plays Viserys Targaryen? He's the king. He decided not to be in the original Game of Thrones. Do you know why?
Why?
Because it had dragons.
No. Well,
His agent told him, he said, hey, you want to be in this show? And he said, well, what's it about? He said, oh, I don't know. It's got dragons in it. He's like, nah, no thanks.
I'm out on that stupid stuff.
Now what's he starring in? House of Dragons.
Pretty smart move.
But it is a smart move. It would have been a lot smarter if he'd have said yes the first time.
Yeah, that's my guess. Although I wonder if they got better contracts now than the first group got.
Yeah, we see those actors, though, in a lot of other stuff. So they made out pretty good.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Apparently, there's a thief that went into a snow monkey enclosure to scoop coins from a pond. Well, it's in Tasmania, and the Tasmanian officials have had to warn them. Because you went in that pond in that snow monkey enclosure, you could have herpes. Do you want monkey herpes for those coins? Do you think the coins were worth it?
No, I do not. It does not feel like a value play.
I'm with you on this one. I just don't think it's worth it to get monkey herpes.
Nope.
For a few coins.
I don't either.
New York is replacing the word inmate with incarcerated individual.
Okay.
Because apparently it's offensive to call someone an inmate.
Okay.
All right. Do you think it's offensive, and do you think incarcerated individual is a bit too long?
It's wordy.
It seems wordy to me.
Incarcerated individual. Did you know that those two words are 10 syllables?
Yeah, it's way too long.
That's got to be the longest two-word syllable count in history.
Yeah. I mean, incarcerated individual. Yeah, it's just way too long for me. Oh, there was a giant, massive, massive party in Tonto National Forest. Do you know what all the revelers left behind?
What?
A bunch of poo. Apparently, they didn't have any porta potties there or something, and they said it was all just full of crap. And they literally wish that you had come. And if you're going to come here and party, please next time bring a porta potty with you.
Well, I see that you need to watch Woodstock '99 so you can find out how revelers were.
Oh, I gotta watch that. That looks great.
Oh, wow. Is it something else?
You saw it?
Yeah. I remember, yeah, I've gone to some concerts with some of the people who are in that whole list of. Shortly after that, in 2000, I went and saw it was Godsmack, DMX, and Limp Bizkit were here in Houston, and Jim Barr got me tickets to it. But I remember hearing about how Woodstock was crazy and all the stuff that happened, but there was no social media, so there was limited coverage. Oh, you see everything now on this one. They've got all the footage on this one, and it was 250,000 people with people. You know who were security? Just anybody. The same guy who organized it was the same one who organized the original one. He thought he was going to get love and peace, and he said, we didn't want to call them security because that's like police state stuff. So we called them Peace Patrol. And we would have 18, 19-year-olds. They would wear yellow shirts. Yeah, that didn't work. It didn't work.
No. They took over the place. It was outstanding. There is a... Did you know that there's a Noah's Ark attraction in Kentucky?
I did. It's enormous.
It's enormous. It's wonderful. Well, it's Noah's Ark, right? Well, apparently now they are demanding their insurance company bail them out because rains have caused nearly $1 million in property damage to the ark.
Oh, man.
Do you think that if you have an ark that you should be able to withstand rain?
I think so, yeah. I think any ark that is built should be built specifically to withstand rain.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what arks are for, I think. Isn't it? Am I wrong about this? I don't know. I just thought
the Ark made it through.
Hey, New York City is offering beer if you will donate blood. Do you want to drink beer? Would you give blood to get a beer?
No, I'll just buy one.
You're just going to buy a beer?
Yeah, I'm not drinking beer after giving blood.
How about giving blood?
That doesn't make any sense.
How about being a little altruistic and helping the people out?
Well, I could just give blood for nothing.
Well, yeah, but you could get a beer out of it, too.
Yeah, I don't
Is
want
it Coors Light? Good. Here's my question. Is it Coors Light? Because if it's not, you can keep your... I'm going to keep my blood. Thanks. Oh, I'm looking at a nanny right now. I'm looking at the nanny cam. There's a California woman, and she's making her husband lemonade with Traino. So, if you are the woman in this house, don't you know that you have cameras? You're too stupid to be a criminal. You really, really are. You really are too stupid. Because you should know that you have cameras in your own house.
I mean, how stupid are you to get caught by your own camera?
Yeah.
And Drano, that's not a good wife. That's a terrible wife.
Yeah, it really, really kind of is.
I never want to get married to a woman who puts Drano in my lemonade.
Nope. Hey, London consumers are now being offered ketchup and mayo ice cream. Do you want ketchup and mayo ice cream?
No.
How about ketchup ice cream? That sounds like something I really don't ever want to have.
Well, first of all, we're in the state of Texas. If you're going to do an ice cream, it's a mustard-based ice cream. You already know that going in. This is Texas. We're not doing anything ketchup-related and probably not mayonnaise either. If you're going to do an ice cream with a condiment, you're going to do either Cholula or you can do mustard. And that's it.
That's it. That's it. We're done. Vanessa and Galan are up next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But first, Lance, you got to talk about tequila.
I'm talking about tequila. See, now, I could do something where I give blood and then drink tequila. I could do something like that, John. Now we're talking. And if it's tequila, you know who I'm choosing. I am choosing Maestro Dobel. Maestro Dobel is the very best when it comes to taking care of you with tequilas that are essential to your own particular palate. You may not be somebody, you may say, yeah, I like silver's fine in my margaritas, but I want something when I'm sipping, something that really hits me different. Might I suggest the Cristalino or the Añejo? I'm going to tell you those two specifically. The Cristalino are three different types of tequilas that are charcoal filtered and aged, and it has a distinct flavor combination and flavor profile that many people absolutely love. For me, it's the Añejo. I love the smoothness and creaminess of the Añejo. It's unlike anything I've had with the tequila, and for me, it's the perfect sipping tequila. So no matter what your taste is, they're going to have a tequila that is ready for you with 11 generations of tequila makers pouring their heart and soul into the process. Maestro Dobel.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Lowe's knows when you're looking for reliability, the right brand makes all the difference. And now, Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retailer for the Whirlpool water treatment line, including their Wi-Fi softener, under-sink filtration system, and more. With Whirlpool's proven performance and our everyday low prices, better tasting, better quality water is within reach. Shop pro-trusted brands like Whirlpool and more, in-store or online. Lowe's. We help. You save.